So what's the big takeaway when you look at both lists side by side?
I think that there's more than one path to the top of the list. Some firms are winning through organic execution, better pricing, better service delivery, stronger client relationships, while others are winning through those bold strategic moves, those mergers, repositioning. Both are legitimate growth stories, but they just look very different when you're looking at them up close.
Welcome back to the Inside Public Accounting Podcast, where we turn the accounting profession's most important data into insights you firm leaders can actually use. I'm Rob Brown.
And I'm Chelsea Summers, Executive Director of Inside Public Accounting.
And today we are zooming in on one list inside the RPA 100 that gets people talking. It's the fastest growing firms. These are the movers and shakers, Chelsea.
Yeah, and so there's two ways to measure fastest growing firms. So organic growth, which strips out mergers and acquisitions and shows you client and revenue expansion. And then all growth, which includes everything organic plus all those merger and acquisition deals.
Well, let's start with organic because that seems like the pure number. What's the headline there?
So those fastest growing firms, we choose 10 of them or we rank 10 of them on the list. They averaged 15.6% organic growth this year. That's more than double the 7.0% for the IPA 100 as a whole.
That's a massive gap. What's actually driving it?
So it's not usually one thing. These firms are raising prices, they're adding service lines, they're bringing in new clients, and they're selling more to the clients that they already have. So it's really growth from every direction at once, not typically just a single lever.
That's brilliantly put. And one of the mistakes I see firms making as I talk to leaders is to try to do all of those things at once. Pull a lever, get it done right, and then move on to the next lever. And then before you know it, you've got a few. So who's leading that list this year? Let's call out some names.
Yeah, so Wolf & Company out of Boston tops the list at 16.1% organic growth. So this is the second consecutive year that they've made the fastest growing organic growth list.
Congratulations to Wolf & Company. Back-to-back years on the fastest growing list. That's not easy to pull off.
It is not. Sustained organic growth like that usually means that firms have built real momentum in people and positioning and how they're winning work. It's not a one-year spike. It's something that's sustained.
Mm. So who else stood out?
So Blue & Company out of Carmel, Indiana came in second at 15.4%. And Shellman out of Tampa was third at 15.1%, which is actually their third consecutive year on the list.
3 years running. That's a firm that's figured it out.
Yeah. And right behind them, we have YHB CPAs and Consultants in Winchester, Virginia, with 15% growth. Anderson out of San Francisco came in at 14.6. And notable because Anderson is a very large firm. So growing that fast at that size is very difficult. Accounting firms are often held back by manual, repetitive work and fragmented tech stacks. It's time to move into a new level of productivity with Bill. Bill's AI-powered, exception-based AP automates your processes from end to end. By simplifying your tech stack and centralizing domestic and global payments, Bill frees your team up for administrative tasks. Join the 9,000 firms who agree that Bill makes onboarding new clients easier. Visit bill.com/IPA to take a demo and claim your $250 gift card. Terms apply.
That's incredible. Anyone else worth mentioning before we move to the all growth list?
Yeah, I'll round out the rest of the list. So Kane Waters and Associates in Frisco and Texas, Frank Rimmerman in San Jose, Sachs in Parsippany, New Jersey, and Smith and Howard in Atlanta, which they've showed up on both lists this year, which is interesting. And then lastly, Lutz in Omaha rounds it out at 13.3%.
These are great names. I've interviewed Smith and Howard recently and showing up on both lists, that's a great transition. Okay. Let's talk about the all growth list, the one that includes M&A activity.
Yeah, so that list looks pretty different. And the numbers are quite staggering. So Richie Mayne Advisory out of Inglewood, Colorado leads that list at 244.6% growth.
Wait a minute there. Say that number again.
244.6%. So wow. That is the kind of number you only see when a major acquisition or combination really reshapes a firm's revenue base in a single year. So they jumped from ranking number 102 last year to number 47 this year.
That must be one of the biggest jumps across the 500, Chelsea, isn't it?
It is. And it's really the story of the IPA 100 list. It's less about steady expansion and more about those firms making bold moves. So Springline Advisory in Dallas came in at second at 75.6% growth. They weren't even ranked on the IPA 100 last year, but now they are.
So brand new entrant right into the top tier of growth.
Yeah, exactly. And Archer Lewis in Chicago was third at 72%. We have Soren out of Idaho, who came in at 68%. Fraser and Dieter in Atlanta at 57.6%. And then rounding out the rest of the list, we have Smith and Howard, Nicholas Colley in Georgia, Doran Mayhew in Michigan, and is their second consecutive year on the list, Aprio Advisory in Atlanta, and then Malden and Jenkins in Atlanta also at 30.97%.
We know many of you listen to this podcast on the go, driving to work, working out, even doing chores. Now you can get CPE credit for that time. With Earmark, you can earn free NASBA-approved CPE for listening to the Inside Public Accounting podcast. After you listen to an episode, take a quiz, and your certificate will be ready. Earmark has courses for everyone in your firm, from staff to partners. Get started today at earmark.app or download the free app on the App Store.
So I feel like there's a pattern here with these fastest growing firms.
You noticed. So all but Modlin and Jenkins at number 10 on the list have some sort of PE backing that is fueling their growth.
There it is. There it is, the PE word. So what's the big takeaway when you look at both lists side by side?
I think that there's more than one path to the top of the list. Some firms are winning through organic execution, better pricing, better service delivery, stronger client relationships, while others are winning through those bold strategic moves, those mergers, repositioning. Both are legitimate growth stories, but they just look very different when you're looking at them up close.
Yeah. And for the firm leaders listening, watching, the lesson is you don't have to pick one path and stay on that path forever.
No, the firms that stay on this list year after year, like Wolf & Company, Shellman, they're usually blending both. So deliberate organic growth is the foundation, with strategic deals layered in when it makes sense.
Okay. So as we wrap this one up, I want to make sure people know what's coming next.
Yes, and this is very exciting. We have a bonus episode coming up where we sit down with Wolf & Company, that firm that topped our organic growth list for this year for the second year running.
So we'll get to ask them directly what's actually behind that number then.
That's the plan. What are they doing differently? What's sustaining it year over year? And what advice would they give to other firms who are trying to build that kind of momentum inside their own firms? So I think it's going to be a really great combo.
That's going to be priceless advice. We'll keep an eye out for that one. And that's it for this episode of Inside Public Accounting Podcast. If you found it helpful, please like and subscribe and leave us a comment.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can click below to subscribe and check out more from Inside Public Accounting.